Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, Mexico records investment adds for 36,000 MDD, according to the Ministry of Economics. Plus, we'll discuss whether Banxico inflation in Mexico will be affected by weight volatility and if it will cause a price increase. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform. As it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe, Figma is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool. The new capabilities aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects in FigJam. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI features to FigJam. First, there's a tool to help users create new FigJam boards more easily. When faced with a blank canvas, users can now describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them started. This lowers the barrier to entry for new users who may find a blank palette intimidating.
Interesting. And FigJam uses digital sticky notes heavily, right? Is Figma doing anything to help manage those as boards get larger and more complex?
Absolutely. As FigJam boards grow, the sea of digital sticky notes can become difficult to navigate. Figma is addressing this by adding the ability to automatically sort those notes into logical groupings, like by subject or person responsible. So after a big brainstorming session, a designer could quickly organize all the ideas and to-dos into relevant categories.
That could definitely help bring some order to the chaos of creative collaboration. But even with grouping, wading through all the details to get the key points can still be a challenge, no?
It can be. Which is why Figma is also introducing an AI-powered summarization feature. With the click of a button, FigJam will now generate a high-level summary of all the sticky notes on a board. In the past, someone would have had to manually synthesize all that information, which could be very time-consuming. This new capability leverages AI to automatically surface the main themes and takeaways.
This all sounds quite promising for improving the user experience in FigJam. But with the addition of generative AI, are there any guardrails in place to prevent misuse or inappropriate content?
Figma says it is using OpenAI as the underlying large language model and has fine-tuned it to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts. They've also implemented a warning system that prevents users from proceeding if their prompts could result in harmful or inappropriate content. Additionally, OpenAI has its own content filtering safeguards in place.
Considering a recent survey found 71% of employees struggle with collaboration, it seems these new AI-assisted features in FigJam could help teams be more productive and creative. The new capabilities are launching today in an open beta. And speaking of Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The new capabilities aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects in FigJam. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about these new AI features Figma is rolling out?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI capabilities to FigJam. The first helps users create new FigJam boards from scratch using simple text prompts. This aims to solve the blank canvas problem and make it easier to get started. Secondly, Figma is adding the ability to automatically sort the sticky notes that users post on the board into logical groupings by theme or task owner. This will help keep boards organized as they grow larger.
Interesting. It sounds like these features could make FigJam more approachable and useful, especially for those who aren't designers. What's the third new AI capability?
The third feature is the ability to automatically generate a summary of the key points from a FigJam board full of sticky notes. This will save users a lot of time synthesizing takeaways and themes from large brainstorming sessions that get captured in FigJam. Figma is leveraging OpenAI's language models under the hood, but has customized them to understand Figma-specific concepts.
Very cool. Do we know how Figma is handling the potential for misuse of these generative AI capabilities? There have been some high-profile cases of inappropriate content being generated.
Figma says they are testing a warning system that will block users from generating content if their prompts go outside the intended use cases in a way that could result in harmful or inappropriate output. They also note that OpenAI has some of those content controls built in at the foundational model level as well.
Great context. Thanks, Abby. One last question. When will Figma users get access to test out these new AI features?
Figma is launching these generative AI capabilities in FigJam today in an open beta. So users should be able to try them out for themselves very soon and provide feedback to Figma. The company seems to believe features like this could really broaden the accessibility and usefulness of FigJam to a wider range of users beyond its core designer base.
Thanks, Abby, for walking us through Figma's latest AI innovations. It will be very interesting to see how tools like this impact the landscape of visual collaboration and productivity apps going forward. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.